Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms can throw with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives.
Guys, I'm literally taking 10 rapid tests and they're all negative. I did one PCR test and that is positive. So I'm honestly so confused as to how this works. And I've done different brands of rapid. So, do I have COVID? I just don't know. My throat and my voice is gone, but that's just because I'm a screamer.
Oh, you're a screamer, huh? What were you screaming about?
I feel like all of our voices are like raspy because coming back from Vegas, it's like the smoke, everything like that. I'm like over it. So, who knows? I don't know. It is what it is, but I'm happy to be back on the podcast. I feel like we haven't all been on a podcast together. Today we have a very special guest on the podcast. So let's introduce ourselves. My name is Cheyenne.
I am Shane.
My name is R. Kyle Lynn.
And we have a really special guest with us today. Her name is D-Lo. And she's very close to my heart. I've known her. It's been only, what, 4 years, maybe?
Been about 4 years.
Wow.
Time flies.
How did you guys meet?
Do you want to say it?
Well, first of all, hi, ladies. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. Again, my name is D'Lo, and I met Shannon through my old roommate, Martin. And Martin and Shannon used to date. And, you know, from there, Shannon began doing my hair and styling it and everything. And from there, you know, we just created our own relationship and our own friendship. And we are still friends to this day. So, yeah, we met like that.
I think it was actually...
Oh, my God. D'Lo and Kyle have the same hair.
I know, Cheyenne. R.E.P. game, sis.
I didn't notice it until she said that Jen does her hair. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. It was a forever bond because I feel like I remember we went to Runyon and it was like around the first time you just got there too, huh?
Yep.
DeLorean is from, sorry, D'Lo.
It's okay. No, you can call me either one. I am not. It's okay.
Wait. So when she moved in with Martin, it was automatic bond. Like when we found out that we're both Libras and we were just clicked. We were like, all right.
Yes, literally.
I love
it. What is your birthday?
I'm September 30th.
Oh, you're a September Libra.
Yes, ooh, indeed. September 30th. Yes.
Day apart. They're both Libras. So I'm the only Virgo here. Whoa, y'all. Feel outnumbered.
Dana, you didn't feel weird dating a guy that had a female roommate?
No. Full time, he was like, he kept telling me, he was like, my best friend's coming out here to stay with me. And he told me, he was like, yeah, my homegirl's gonna come, da da da, da da da. And at first I was like a little iffy because my insecurity is in the past. But then once she was there, I mean, like, there was nothing. I mean, they were friends, they were cool. Like, no.
I can honestly say it's so crazy. Like, throughout all the roommates I've had, like, I live by myself now, but I'm just thinking, like, from undergrad up until I moved to LA, Martin was actually, like, one of my best roommates. Like, we literally stayed out of each other's hair. You know, we had house rules, and we're both adults, you know. we were both adults, so it was never an issue. Like, I literally look at Martin as a brother, like, literally family, and I knew when I came out here, I was on a mission. I ain't got time for nothing else extra. I just needed a bedroom. So,
tell me, you're here to LA. Like, I don't think the girls know, you know, exactly, like, why you came to LA, your journey to Detroit, what you did in Detroit as well. And now I found your journey so beautiful.
Thank you.
Watching you grow from when I met you, and you're like, link me with people to help, you know, like, and you're, like, people that are not from LA are so much more motivated than people that are already here and think, like, I mean, I feel like we've talked about this before, but your dedication for work, for jobs and all that, I think it's just a really great journey to where you are now, where you're fully booked. When I asked her, I was like, I hope she's not booked right now.
No, yeah, I'm good. Always for you.
Now I'm curious. I'm like, what do you do? What would you be, what are you booked for? Like,
ooh, shit. Where do we start? So I'm actually a stand-up comedian, actress, model, writer, and producer. And right now, I have been really heavy in my stand-up bag. And also, I've been booking commercials back-to-back like crazy. I was blessed with an agent back in January. And ever since January, it's been like on the up and up. There's a new show coming out. I can't say the network yet, but it will be premiering in the fall. that I just finished wrapping up. So I've been on set like for just months. So yeah, I'm all around. I'm booked everywhere.
Wait, did I hear you say stand up?
Oh yeah, I'm a stand up comedian. Yes.
Oh, you. I was about to say you funny.
I'm funny as fuck.
But I'm funny as fuck.
I'm funny as fuck. I'm actually good. And I started off actually doing stand-up. I didn't start off like on social media with the videos and stuff. I've been doing stand-up for 6 years.
Did I do this in real life?
Yeah, no, for real. Like, I have to differentiate, unfortunately. Like, I have to let it be known, like, no, I'm not an Instagram comedian. I can actually go on a tour and be successful. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So tell us about your very first show, the very first show you did.
So the very first show I did is crazy. I went to like this open mic type of comedy show, talent showcase. This was when I was in Detroit, and I went with a group of friends, and they had known at the time that I was writing material, but I didn't call myself a comedian. I had just been writing my jokes. That I was like just telling in person. So my friends knew and they were like, you should enter the contest. And I'm like, I am not about to do that. Like, I've never stood up and did this before. And so I entered the contest and I ended up winning second place. And I was like, oh, wow, I maybe can do this. But I didn't pick up a mic again until an entire year later. So it took me like a year to really digest that. And then I came back and I produced my own show and I sold out. And from there, it was just up.
That's cool.
Are you currently a host at a comedy store place?
Yeah, so I'm actually a host and the booking coordinator, basically assistant manager to the club. It's a Black-owned female comedy club on Melrose near Fairfax, and I've been working there for a few months now. I was actually there last night, and I actually may be going back in tonight, so yeah, I am doing that as well.
I want to go to a comedy show.
Well, I have a show to try at 30. So feel free to come. I'll definitely make sure we exchange social medias. I always post my shows on there, so definitely would love you ladies to come.
Yeah,
at the show, you said you
went
host-
to school. What school did you go to?
I went to Michigan State.
Okay, my daughter's dad is from Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah, Grand Rapids is right near East Lansing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say, the shows that you host, do you guys have open mics there? Like, is it a place where up-and-coming or other stand-up comedians or just people can come and practice their material or, you know?
Yep. So the comedy club is open for everyone. We have open mics literally throughout the entire week. And you can sign up on Slotted. If you go to our Instagram page, it takes you right to the link. We also have produced shows. So anyone who wants to come and book a show, no matter how established you are, you can book the show for how many hours you need, you know, if it's available. And yeah, we host different types of events as well. Pop-ups, movie premieres, you name it.
That's cool. Thank you.
Really cool. We can live in certain cities, but not even know certain things are going on. Like, I know I used to go to a poetry lounge near Melrose and Fairfax, but I've never actually really been to, like, a comedy club. I think I've been to one comedy show. Other than that, comedy's still pretty new to me.
You gotta come check me out. I will definitely make sure you know about my upcoming shows.
Yes. That sounds good.
Being from Detroit, what do you think are the biggest differences? Like, how was it adjusting to LA culture, LA life, just figuring out your way out here?
The biggest culture shock, it's a lot of white people, a lot of different ethnicities and cultures and races to adjust to. And I can be very honest about that. A lot of people won't be vocal about that. I come from literally the blackest city in America. So it's like having to adjust from being around literally my people to being in such a big melting pot. It's been a hell of a transition. It really has. I come from a place that is very cultured, very united, and we're big on community back home. So being out here, I've had to navigate and really find my tribe that's for me, who supports me, and who I can simply relate to. So that's definitely been a huge adjustment. I've been out here almost 5 years, and I'm still adjusting to that and still, you know, finding people that I can bring into my village that I feel 1,000% comfortable around. So
I feel like that's hard anywhere you go, is like figuring out your village, even if you're from here. Like, we're born and raised from here, and I was just talking to one of my friends about how I feel like we go through cycles as women, of like when you grow and like who's in your circle.
Yes.
And not everybody gets to come with you.
Not
and
at
I've
all.
Had to have those tough conversations with friends where it's like, yeah, we have a good time together, but I'm trying to go this way. You're staying stagnant. So we got to do a reevaluation on our friendship almost.
Absolutely. And that's what
I feel like friends hand in hand, like anywhere you're at, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
What modeling have you done? I know that you've done some stuff for Fenty. Have you done any other work? And I know that you've made a movie recently. I don't know if you mentioned that. But tell us more about like screenwriting and what goes into that.
Yeah. So I've modeled with a few different brands, Savage Fenty, Fashion a Figure, Fashion Nova, Reb Dolls, Shop Love Vera, Salt and Lace Lingerie, Lingerie, and like three other companies. I'm actually in talks with Lizzo's new company, Yitty. So I'm hoping all goes well with that. I would love to transition into that for sure. And last summer, I went back to Detroit and filmed my short film, which was written and executive produced by me. And it was a blast. Like, it was a hell of a project. It was a lot of love and labor was put into it. But I'm excited to see the finished product. I know it's going to be good.
So how did you get like involved with all like the modeling and stuff? Was that through an agent, or like did you hit up companies? So like say if there was a girl who was similar to you, similar style, figure, shape, and they want to get into like the modeling world, can you give advice how to break down some of those barriers or walls or how to get into the door?
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say I linked with Savage probably a year before COVID started. And what I was doing at the time was I was just buying outfits, ordering outfits, and doing shoots myself, creative directing them myself, shooting them on an iPhone or having a friend shoot me. And then I would post the content on Instagram and literally tag whatever company it is. And I did that for a few months, and Savage Fenty ended up DMing me, and from there the rest was history. A lot of other agents, companies that I've worked with, they pretty much have done the same. They see my content, I normally tag them in something, and they'll hit me up. And like, my best piece of advice is to just do it and literally stay consistent and put yourself out there. Like, it doesn't matter what people may say, because people gonna talk, and let them do that. But you know, if you're focused and goal oriented, just go and chase after, you know, whatever it is that you're seeking. So I just put myself out there. Like, I wasn't about to wait, you know, on an agent. I'm like, if I get an agent specifically for modeling, they'll find me. They'll come to me. I wasn't going to break my neck doing all that. I just put myself out there.
I literally feel like I did the same exact thing, like, when I was trying to first start and grow, like, my following and just, like, get, like, brand deals through social media. I would legit buy their stuff, get, like, a photographer for that day, go around the city, take all this content, and then just have my city ready. I mean, have my content ready for those next 2 weeks. Tag the companies. I would literally tag the companies, then DM the companies and be like, did you see? Like, just making sure y'all saw what I did, right? Because to me, then it's more organic, and they're willing to see, like, that you're putting your own money, effort, time, creativity into it. Like, then they'll give that back to you. So hearing you say that, I'm like, yep, I did the same exact thing, literally. Yes.
Okay, kudos to this.
It does work. It's Cheyenne's always telling me, like, just post. And posting is like, I see the benefits, like, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not you, Cheyenne. Like, I have to play a different role. But now I'm like, I've gotten into posting more, and I'm starting to see the effects of it. And I'm like, oh, this does, like, it works, you know, whether you're trying to do it or not. If you put the effort in, if you share yourself, like, people gravitate to it. You know, people do appreciate authenticity, and putting yourself out there helps motivate, inspire, like, other people to do it with themselves. So it's, keep it going.
Same to you.
Yeah. And it's cool to hear that it's gone from different brands, you know? So it's, they see you and they're like, we like what you're doing. That's dope.
Thank you.
I have a question about your movie that you did. How is that process? Like, what was the process of, you know, I guess, writing this script, of how long that took you, and then the whole filming process? What was the time frame of all that?
Let's just say a year later, I'm still getting over it. Like, I'm still exhausted.
Yeah.
So the script probably was written and trashed probably about 4 times. I have been working on the script since around 2018. I wrote it out, didn't like it, so I created a writer's room, wrote a full-blown script with them. It still wasn't there. So then I took matters into my own hands, and I wrote the script by myself, and I was like, okay, now I feel good. And at this point, this was last year, January, and at that point, I had you know, some things under my belt with writing. So I felt a little more experienced. I felt better in 2021 versus in 2018 and 2019 when I first tried to write it. So once I felt good about the script, I created a production team. I put out a casting call and crew call for that. And I had people from LA and Detroit. So we were taking Zoom calls from like January until June, just honestly creating everything that needed to happen, the whole rollout for filming. So hired a team when I got to Detroit, a camera crew, which cost me lots and lots of money, and a director. And, you know, I was very serious and very intentional about it. I put a lot of time and money into it because I really want to be able to take it and pitch it and, you know, see it turn into something amazing. So, you know, it's a long process creating any type of feature film. It's not lighthearted. It's not like an Instagram post. It takes time, and you have to seriously be dedicated. I'm literally still in post-production a year later. And one thing I had to tell myself, you have to give yourself grace. I'm not a millionaire yet. This is literally self-funded, and so just sitting back and taking the entire process in, and just sticking around for the ride and seeing where it's going to go and staying hopeful. So
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
That's good.
Have you already pitched or like given out the film that you created?
So I actually have pitched it to one of my favorite companies. They're excited. This is like my third talk with them about something else since I've been in LA. So that kind of gave me a little hope. I take everything with a grain of salt, you know, that I'm not like crazy attached to what we talked about because, hell, this is Hollywood. People can tell you yes and then tell you no a month later. So it just kind of gave me a boost, but I have not pitched it to a lot of people just yet. I want to do a premiere here and in Detroit, and I want to take care of all of that before I go into like full-fledged pitch mode, which is my goal for 2023.
When you say one of your favorite companies, what do you mean by that? Like when you, like for me, when I think pitch, I'm thinking you're walking into like this huge Viacom building, because that's my, you know, that's my world. So it's like, what, you don't have to tell me exactly what building you walked into, but like, what would be that version for you?
So it's actually funny because I believe Shannon was in the car in 2019 when I did my first pitch with this company, which was across the street from Paramount. It was at WeWork, I believe, in Culver City. You said what?
Didn't we drop you off?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, this was when I was fresh here. So that pitch me, it's kind of like what you said, is walking into one of these big ass buildings or these studios and showing them what you have. But I can honestly say that time in 2019 when Shannon and Martin dropped me off for that pitch meeting, that was probably one of the worst meetings I have ever had in my career. I was so unprepared. I was so unprepared. And now I can say I take it as a learning lesson. I'm grown from it. I learned from it. But I was so unprepared and so arrogant. You know, I walked in there like, okay, give me all the money and all the deals. And they were looking at me like, bitch, who are you? So, a pitch meeting, what I will say, bitch, be prepared. And I mean, be very prepared.
What things would have you been more prepared with going in there?
Man, oh my God. The knowledge about myself and what I was bringing to the table. Like, I just was not prepared. Again, this was me fresh out of Detroit coming to a place like this. And, you know, in Detroit, we don't have these types of experiences. And so this was my first round. So, you know, they had reached out to me because they loved my YouTube series that I did. So I thought that was enough. And instead of coming with a full pitch deck, a proposal, a business plan, a plan for the future, I came in there thinking they had a deal ready for me to sign away. I'm shit the next Issa Rae. Like, what's up? So, and that just was not the case. That wasn't the case at all. I should have came in there in my fucking business suit, presentation on deck. I should have had knowledge about the company, knowledge about the producers that were there. I should have been giving them facts about themselves. I should have told them what the fuck their middle name was. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just things like that that I did not do. And now 4 years later, I can say I'm ready confidently to walk into a pitch meeting and seal the deal.
I love
but
that.
I feel like if you did not have that experience, you wouldn't be ready to do it like how you, you know, how you need to do it. I think
and
a lot of people.
I should have asked for help.
You can ask for, that's something that I've had to learn with meetings where I've gone to meetings and I've been like, oh wait, I was not prepared. So there's times now where I'll ask, you know, what do you expect of me? Or is there an agenda to the meeting? You know, what materials do I need to bring? And that's the other thing. We can ask, but we need those reality check moments at times so that we can actually get focused and be like, oh wait, shoot, this is really serious. But at the same time, it's like, yes. Oh, I was in the room. I got in the room, so I know I can get back in the room, you know, if need be. Like,
that part.
I belong here. I'm supposed to be here. Like, they call, you know, so it's, those little learning lessons are so pivotal. So I'm actually very excited to, you know, kind of keep up and see what you do. What is the, can you share the title of the film or if there's like any social media or a website where we can kind of journey?
It's called Keep It on the D-Lo. And it started off as a web series. It's on YouTube and it's Keep It on the D-Lo. And what I did was I took it and created a movie where it's starring me. And I'm at a point in my life where I want to move out of my parents' house and chase my dreams in LA. But in the midst of me trying to do that, I commit a very huge crime and I have to flee out of Detroit. So I'm leaving right there. It's really good.
Now I'm like, ooh.
Right, me too. I'm like, wait, you talking this more?
Is this based on true events?
Look, this is being recorded, sisters. I can't say all that. Y'all ain't gonna indict me.
Oh, we know nothing.
Nothing. But I will make sure you ladies are at the premiere. I will absolutely make sure of that.
This sounds really cool. I think this is cool. Yeah. One of my really good friends in high school went to like film school and film classes in camps. And it's a very intense process. Ooh. And it's so all hands down to you because it's a lot of patience. I love to write and I love words. And I know I can get into a writing groove and then I can like see it another day and be like, no, like what was I thinking?
Oh, man. Listen.
So it's I always say writers, there has to be a little, you have to be kind of like a little, what is it? Almost like a masochist at times, just because you're always critiquing yourself and just like, it's hard being a creative in that sense, but I love it. I think it's great. So I think it's cool that you're doing this. It's very inspiring. Yeah.
Thank you. How do you come up with your jokes?
Hey. I know. Can we hear some jokes? Like, where's the comedy at?
Do you use like that happens in your life, or is it just something you dream and you take notes at night, or like, are all your jokes really reflective of some real shit?
Everything I tell on that stage has happened. Everything. That's one thing I pride myself.
Huh? No, I'm just laughing how you said everything.
Everything on that stage. But I really talk about me being a Black woman from Detroit, growing up plus size. Growing up, you know, discovering my sexuality. I'm bisexual. I have a girlfriend. Transitioning from Detroit to LA. Just every single thing you can think of, I talk about. And it's all my life experiences. And I've learned to literally, like, just turn a lot of the negatives into positives. Like, when I go on stage, I just let it all the fuck out. So, when I first moved here, I landed on Revolt TV had a comedy show called Funny AF on their station. And so I landed on the first season of that. So I have a special that's still airing. It still plays. So
does it?
If you guys ever want to check that out. I'm sorry?
I said, does it still run? That's what you were just saying?
Yep, it still runs.
I love that.
Do you have like your top favorite jokes? Like, these are the five jokes that I know are my hitters. Like, if the crowd was still, these are the five that I know y'all gonna give me some type of reaction.
Yes, I do. And that is actually any comedian, any good, great comedian should have a set, and that's about five jokes that they know will hit anywhere, anytime. And that's actually what comedians do. We practice the same set for years. Even the set that I performed on Revolt TV in 2019, I'm still perfecting that. And it's already aired, you know? So, yes, I have five jokes that if motherfucking Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, anybody came to me right now and like perform, I'm like, okay, I got some for that ass. So, yes.
I like that.
I have a question. Your short term and your long term goals as of right now?
Ooh, my short term goals is to continue to pay this fucking rent.
I feel that.
Okay, seriously. Short term goals. Honestly, my short term goals are to take time to perfect. What I have going on now so that I can create some real ass long-term goals. It's been a crazy few years and I feel like my world has definitely shifted and I've had to, you know, go back to the drawing board so many times. So I'm just in a place where I have to be real with myself. Like, what do I really want? So honestly, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, these are my five long-term goals. No, I don't know them yet. I don't, because I'm back at the drawing board right now. So, and I'm okay with that.
I think that's a real answer because things are always shifting, always new things. Things are being taken away or coming in. So I feel that 100%. 100.
Shannon, do you have your short-term, long-term goals?
My short term is same as DeLorean, is to continue to keep myself afloat, just as a single mom, and to keep providing and getting to my next level of where I feel like it keeps coming. And then I'm like, I get kind of nervous, but my short term is just to continue to work and get higher and where I want to be in the industry.
I don't know what happened. It just like shut off.
Yeah, but you back.
See, that's the universe telling me, hold on, nigga. You need
to. They were asking about goals and they were like, nah, we don't want to hear those things right now. No.
I was asking Shannon if she had her short-term and long-term goals. Do you have long-term ones, Shannon?
My long-term is on to what I is to get that house, this house, keep me and Parker in a good space. I really, it sounds stupid, but I really, for me and Parker's sake, I feel like Parker's dream is for me to get a Tesla. I would love to have a Tesla, but I said, mommy cannot have a Tesla in this apartment. So I would need a nice place to place my Tesla. So I think those are my long-term, just to continue to travel with my career. And I feel like those are all in my horizon. I feel like everything that I feel like I want in my life are in my horizon. I just have to keep pushing for it.
I like that. I like that.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I was going to say, Cheyenne, what's your short-term and long-term goals right now?
Short term would be as far as like the next few months of my life is to survive. I'm trying to just survive right now. I have so much going on between filming Teen Mom. We found out that we closed on our house the same week as our wedding.
Yep.
And I'm looking up and I'm just like, God, you've been testing me so much. I'm just trying to figure out what we got going on right now. Because why would you do that
to
me?
Well, you know what they say, when it rains, it pours.
Yes, and the builder was like, isn't that such a blessing? You get to get married and close on your house the same week. And I'm like, no, it's not, sir. Do you want me to be just broke forever? Do you want me to be able to pay the mortgage?
Blessing.
Let me know. So short term goals is to literally get through these next 2 months. These next 2 months, I'm still filming Teen Mom. We're about to film a new season of Teen Mom Family Reunion. I'm going to actively be closing on my house while I'm filming away from LA. And when I get back from Teen Mom Family Reunion, I only have a few weeks, if that, before my wedding. So those are my short-term goals, which in my head are like long-term goals. You know what I mean? So I guess the long-term...
And Ryder starts a new school.
Hey, oh, Ryder's starting kindergarten. You guys, I put Ryder's new uniform on her the other day, and Kyle sat on the couch and sobbed. She was crying when I put her uniform on. It was too much for us to handle.
I'm so excited. It really means a lot.
It's so much happening in the matter of like weeks, and it's a lot to handle. So my long-term goals would be, I really want to have our house paid off within the next 4 years. I want to travel a lot more. I want to be a better saver. I want to find a church home, like within our new community, since we're moving out of the city. And I really just want like a fresh start. So I guess that's kind of short term and long term all mixed in one. Kyle, what you got for us?
Love it, love it.
Next.
So short term, I've been working on this. Zaire, come on. I've been working on this self. My child does not want me to be great right now, y'all. Short term, the last few years, I've been working on relaunching the 18th letter, which is kind of like my passion project of, it's all like self-care, self-love, self-preservation. So I've been working on a box, like a kit for that. I'm getting really close because I have the products for the kit now. So that's kind of like my short term, just in terms of getting that finished, that project, so that I can, you know, better secure my long-term goals, which is right now, it's like a short long-term, like my midterm goals right now is moving to DC. That's happening. And just figuring things out, you know, just getting my family situated. But long-term, I do want to travel and be able to take my business with me, work remotely, work wherever I am. I want to be able to help provide services to women, primarily like pregnancy and childbirth recovery services, just because they aren't really made available to hear us, to us women in the States. So that's kind of like my long term, just in terms of spreading that stuff, those resources, getting those kits out, bringing those options to as many women as I can. So that's, those are my two main goals right now.
Well, I just want to thank DeLorean for coming on today.
Is her name DeLorean? Why do you look
like that? Oh, I'm like, are we done already?
Yeah, I was like, is that it? No. I still have I had another question. I don't know if she can.
I'm going to hop off because I think that the dog people are here.
Dog people are here? Okay.
I'm going to text you guys when I can hop back on, okay? But if I don't make it back onto this episode, y'all, I wish you guys have a good week. And I wish you guys just continue to be blessed. I have a long list of WTFs ready for you next episode. The WTF list is long as fuck. All right, I'm going to say
one
that
right now.
I can't. I'm being okay. Screamed at. But next episode, I got you guys. I promise. And I love you. And we'll talk soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you, Shai. Wait, do you
want to tell us if you had
some? Yeah, I still have another question.
If
you have time, Shannon.
Yeah.
And D'Lo.
No,
so yeah. You said you have a girlfriend. Did you come to LA with your girlfriend? Did you date in LA? I'm always curious to hear people's dating experiences just out here in LA, especially those who aren't from here.
Yeah, no, actually, it's so crazy because I never dated a man in LA. I was leaving a relationship, well, a situationship, when I first moved here. So I was kind of healing from that for, like, the first year. And then after that, like, I went on, like, some few pointless-ass dates with some scrubs. And then I was like, all right, I'm over it. And then I started just one day magically dating women. And and it's been history ever since. We've been together for almost a year. And it's been great.
Was this your first female relationship?
Yeah, it's my first full-blown female relationship, yes.
Aww.
But I'm not new.
Uh-huh. I said, is it feel more natural? Does it feel more comfortable in the other male relationships that you've, or female relationships that you've been in?
You know what? I have really come to the conclusion that yes, this is it's very much comforting. This is a really great relationship. And my advice to the human race is, I feel like a lot of people would be happier if they dated who they really liked and who they were comfortable with. I hate that they paired us that it was supposed to be men and women, but I feel like a lot of women would be happier with other women and a lot of men with other men. So this is the most stable.
I love
you. This is literally the most stable relationship I've been in. So yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Shoot. I'm over here trying to figure out.
Hey, listen, let me tell you, I said, I can't deal with no more men. I said, I'm done with that.
Done. Next. Treat me right.
So sorry. My child just will not sit still, so gotta keep him distracted.
It's okay.
Steel, as a creative in LA, as like a business person, are there any things that you are trying to manifest for yourself, or like relationships that you are seeking? You know, if you could like shoot your shot, like what do you want? What do you see for yourself?
I would love to be a writer for scripted television. Like, I would love to be in a writer's room for like Issa Rae's camp, or even Quinta Brunson, or Black Lady Sketch Show. Like, being in a room like that, I know would just be magnificent. That would, you know, literally be aligned with the things I've been doing over the past 6 years. And that would be a major, major goal for me, to land in a writer's room as a writer for one of these amazing Black TV sitcoms.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. If someone were to say like, hey, I could get you a call with so-and-so or get you an email, do you have like your package together, your reels, like
yes, what do you give? I give people a writing sample, list of former clients, a reel of any productions I've written on or been a part of, and just sell myself as much as I can.
That's a lot in itself, of selling who you are to other people and making them believe in you. Yes, and taking on your stuff. Like, it's just, I can only imagine me being in the industry as a hairstylist. It's hard to sell myself and showing my creative work for set and stuff like that. But just imagining in a different aspect of selling yourself and your type of writing, your personality, all of that.
It's a lot. And it sucks when things don't necessarily go the way you know, envision to, and getting a lot of no's is, it can be very daunting. And I don't think people talk about that a lot. Having to kind of take those punches to the gut and to the chin, it's been crazy, because yep. I've been getting a lot of no's, and I just keep telling myself, it's like, okay, soon enough it's going to be that one yes, and it's going to be up from there. So
do you tell people that a lot of no's during, like how you said you're getting no's right now, what is some advice for to keep pushing forward?
Girl, I'm keeping it real. It's either this or you gonna go back home and live with your mama. So anybody else out there, bitch, just think ahead. It's either this or you going back to live with your mama and them. Like, flat out. That is really the best advice. It's like do or die at this point. And I turned 30 last year, and I feel like something really just clicked in my brain. I was like, okay, bitch, you gotta get your shit together. So that's my piece of advice. Do it.
30 is
yes.
Eight.
Yes.
That's real. That's real. I love that. Thank you. So every episode, at the end of the episode, we give like words of advice, which I feel like you just did, gave some great ones. Or we do a WTF, like we share like our what the fuck moments of the week.
Okay.
So you can think about yours. You can go right away. Shannon, I don't know if you have one. What you want to do yet?
I don't know.
Okay. My WTF moment. So I went to the nail salon, and
I go there pretty often, but I had skipped like a month. My schedule was pretty busy. And so when I finally went, you know, I was looking cute. I was happy to be there. So I go in and I see the lady who like normally does my pedicures. And, you know, she was more excited to see me than usual. And I'm just like, you know, this is weird, but okay, you know. So she was like, come in. And she gave me this like really big hug and she was just embracing me. And I was like, you know, we never hug. And I've been going to the salon for like a year now. I'm like, this is crazy. So then I stepped back and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And she's like, yeah, you go to the bathroom. She like pushed me to the bathroom. She's like, yeah, you go to the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So I walk in the bathroom, just, you know, not paying any attention. And when I walked in the bathroom, I realized the bottom of my titty was hanging out my shirt.
She was trying to tell me go fix myself.
Oh. You said the bottom of my titty.
No, said, come here. Let me.
The bottom of the titty.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, so that's why she gave you a hug. Yeah, she was trying to see this baby in there.
She was trying to lift that motherfucker back in there, but I didn't know what. I said, get your hands off me, woman. And I went in the bathroom and I just seen breast and I was like, oh, this is crazy. So, and it's no telling how long it was like that, because once they get so big, you don't feel much. So it probably was like that the whole time I was walking to from my car to the slime. Everyone on Hollywood Boulevard probably saw me. So
what was like the shirt design? I'm
so sorry. It was like a two-piece. Like, you see how this, I don't know if you can see me right now, but I had like a two-piece on. You know, the two-piece little crop top.
Yeah, everybody like you said.
Yeah, I was in a crop top and like, you know, I don't like to wear bras all the time. I have nice boobs, so I didn't have a bra on and it just slipped out from under. So.
Crop top titty.
Okay, dropping tops.
That's funny.
Oh, that is actually, that's really good. I really like that.
I'm trying to figure out how to turn that into some material. So,
just do you have anything for us?
Well, I was at Cheyenne's Bachelorette. I was away from my kids, so I was a little sad about that. But Boz, my cousin Allie watched Boz one night, and they went to the park. He had such a fun time. But the next morning, he woke up with all these mosquito bites from being outside. Oh, no. So that was kind of like my WTF. Like, I know I have allergic reactions to mosquito bites, so I was just worried that Bozzy was having this, like, really bad allergic reaction. Because he had, like, over 20 little mosquito bites on his legs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they really got him.
Funny.
Like, yeah, they got him bad. So that was my WTF. Other than that, you know. I'm chilling. You know me.
I really don't have a WTF. Let me fish out some advice in my head. I guess my advice would be, honestly, going on this Cheyenne's Bachelorette party, I just let loose. Be able to be with your friends. I think it's so important for women to go hang out with, like, your girl crew. I haven't done that in a long time, and I thought it was really refreshing to just be, have fun, and let your hair down. So if you haven't yet gone out with your girls or had, like, a girls trip, I would highly suggest it. I think it's a much-needed thing. Well, thank you for coming on, DeLorean.
You're so welcome. D-Lo.
I'm so happy you got to come on and speak your piece and just tell us about all of everything.
Please tell us, where can we find you?
Yes, where can we find you? What's your Instagram?
Your Instagram, your YouTube.
Yes.
Where can we see your material?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Keep It On The D-Lo, Keep It On The D-E-L-O. Everything is on there. I tell people, look on there and you'll find everything you're looking for.
I love it. And you can find me at Hair by Shannon C.
And you can find me at R. Kyle. And you can find, sorry, y'all, Zaire is over here. It's nap time, and he's being very fine. Relentless right now.
At Loud Crew, any podcast platform, please like, subscribe, leave comments, and we thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, D-Lo. Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.